Hey, Brenna.
Hi, Maureen. Guys, is it too late on episode, like, 253? 223? Where are we at? Yeah, 253. Is it too late for us to just become a Minecraft podcast? I know that wouldn't be very interesting, and...
They do have, like, dedicated... Warrior Cat Minecraft servers.
I was informed. I appreciate the people who told me. Once again, I am too scared to join anyone else playing Minecraft, because here's the thing, I get scared just playing Minecraft regular. So I think I would scream so loud if someone was playing with me and like came on like the voice channel and was like, hey Tingle Tongue, I'd probably like throw up or like kill them. If I could have like a band of guardian angels to defend me as I run around putting light and torches in this cavern that I found, so I can, you know, get all the good stuff in the cave, that'd be cool. But I don't know if that'd be very fun.
I mean, well, because last time what I left out, because I totally forgot, is that I started playing Minecraft with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing it with yourself. I cannot. I tried playing Minecraft alone and just kept dying and dying and dying and dying.
Yep.
And now I still die and die and die. But my partner JJ has like beat Minecraft and like is like so a Minecraft cool. king.
Everything I learn about JJ, I just am like, whoa. They're so cool. Yeah, they're like, I think that's...
Yeah, they play so much Minecraft. So, but their wrists have been hurting. So we can't just like play Minecraft all the time. And I'm like,
you know, that's valid. That's valid. Your self-care does come first.
It does. And I can't really play alone. I can't row the boat. No, we are on the Switch. So we have it for the Switch. It was our roommate's old game.
Okay. Because I'm playing on the PS4, so, or PS5.
No, we are playing it split screen on the Switch. So, like, I mean, that has put us on a little more of an even playing field, as much as JJ usually plays it on the PC.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit different.
They're used to, like, the everything, yeah.
Yeah, although I think they've already gotten used to it and are fine. like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I keep hitting the crouch button and then I can't go anywhere.
Listen, every time I am with my pet cat and I mean to tell it to follow me so it will do little purring noises as I go to sleep because I'm too scared to go fight monsters at night.
Yeah.
One time I was holding my fishing rod and I hit the wrong button, and I hit the cat with that, and I was like, I think I have to kill myself in the game. I think I'm going to kill myself, kitty. I'm so sorry. they forgave me. I gave them some fish. I gave them I found a name tag, but I don't know how to use it. my cousin knows how to play it, but I have told them not to tell me how to do things unless I ask.
Oh, I'm like, what am I doing? How do I do this? I'm like, how do I sleep? Help me.
You just reminded me, I have something I forgot to add in the last podcast. We're recording this pretty quickly after our last episode, literally the day after the last episode came out. And I realized that my sister visited last weekend. And when we were hanging out, we were indulging in adult beverages. We were watching Twilight, and I was like, Port Angeles isn't the vibe is so weird when they go dress shopping. I'm like, this isn't the vibe of Port Angeles.
No,
like, they make it look like a city, and I'm like, it's not that
big. No.
Anyway, besides like me going on a tangent about Port Angeles,
you've seen the original Bella Italia. It doesn't look like that.
Yeah, but at some point during this evening, my sister did like laser focus on me and say, "You need to put this on the podcast." And I did write it down in my notes app. and this isn't going to make any sense because we're having a whole conversation about our cats. I've introduced the cast of characters. Minnow and KK are our cats. And Terry has Nico, Melon, and Pippa.
All right.
And what you need to know, if you guys don't remember from your My Sister lore, which, keep up, guys.
Keep up.
Nico had a brother named Gigi. Gigi passed from the same thing that Hobbit passed of. And Melon is just like a little gray, angry kitty who's just so gentle and beautiful, though, when she falls in love with you. And then Pippa's the one they found frozen to like the side of the road and like lost a chunk of her tail and is just kind of weirdo. Same vibes as like Hobbit and Minnow, and Nico's much closer to KK versus Melon's an enigma. So my sister made eye contact with me and said, KK and Nico are married and their children are Minnow and Pippa. Melon is their aunt.
Okay.
Well, this was like, there was a lot of conversation and debate about this until we came to that conclusion. My cousin was asleep and we woke her up to tell her this.
Thank goodness.
So,
I mean, it'd be really awkward to have a wedding without the mother of the groom.
Right. That's, I had to share that with everyone. My sister said it had to go on the podcast and I'm,
fulfilling your contractual obligation.
Yes. Yes. Do you have any cat news?
Nah.
It's been like 2 days, so it's super. It's
been
valid.
2 days. I mean,
I also haven't read anything. So I mean, if you
heavens no, my loan got accepted though. Huzzah! Oh,
sick.
Bye, money.
I mean, yeah.
Although somebody did come and look at our chimney and was like, this was all done wrong and I would like you to give me $15,000 to redo it all. And we're like, this chimney was just redone, so we're not going to do that. But the seller did give us some closing credit, so that's nice. We already got the mold in our attic taken care of, so the seller took care of that. But the bathroom vents were venting into the attic, which... You know, isn't good because you're just putting moist air up into your attic.
You need another vent, then. You can't just leave it in the attic, guys.
Well, yeah. So that was part of the mold remediation, was having those vents go out.
And get a whole new chimney.
No, we're not going to get a whole new chimney. The chimney was replaced in 2019. I don't know what these builders were talking about. You know. Yeah, there's like definitely some like sus stuff with like some of the previous owners' updates. But you know, it's like the important thing we want to do is fix the flashing on the chimneys, which like is what keeps water from going into the attic. And like that's really all we need fixed. Right now is we don't have to go. It's a wood burning fireplace. We're not going to start. Using it for at least a few months. And it's not like we bought this house for the fireplace.
Right.
If it's a big ticket item, we can wait and save up to get
and
that.
Honestly,
fixed.
You don't have to use it. You just have to seal it up and make sure when you do want to use it, you clean it before you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll want to use it eventually. I mean,
if you find out we don't want to use it until you get it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the cleaning wasn't going to cost a bunch, but it does need to be lined, which we do need to do that probably before we start using it.
Yeah.
Which is a bigger ticket item, but it definitely, they don't need to be replaced.
Right, and you have time, and you have the whole summer, and anyway.
That's exciting. I get my keys on Tuesday.
Ooh!
So by the time this episode comes out, I'll have keys to my new house.
Ugh. That's beautiful. Now let's start a new career, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Because I'm Ember Heart.
And I'm Tangle Tongue.
And this is Warrior Cats.
What is that? Minnow is somewhere in this closet.
You'll never know.
I saw where she was and I lost track of her. Okay, there she is.
She'll come out and fart on you on the most inappropriate moment.
I was holding her and she did a big fart and or burp. And then as I set her down, her tummy kept grumbling and I was like, well, gross. I just wish she would do what cake.
Hey, girl. She's in a bucket.
She's in the Home Depot bucket.
She's in the Home Depot bucket. Yay. My partner just got 6 of those buckets from an estate sale.
Oh, they're such good buckets.
For dirt cheap. We've been doing estate sales up the wazoo.
As you should. Okay, ma'am. Can you be like your brother and take like an after-dinner nap, maybe? I think she needs
it. She says, no, I need to commit crimes.
Anyway.
I think, you know what I think we need to get for Pal? One of those cat wheels. It's like a hamster wheel, but for cats.
I know they're so expensive, but they're so tempting, aren't they?
I've got some, there's some used ones for like half the price. And okay. I'm like, and I just want to redirect the cord chewing energy to anything else.
Maybe that'd be a good fit.
Yeah. So I think we're going to try to nab one of those, probably used off of Facebook, because they are kind of expensive.
They are, but maybe worth it. The podcast that we are actually actively trying to do.
Yes.
Last time.
We... Hey, I mean, maybe if some of these cats had a cat wheel, they could stop beating each other up.
I don't think... No, because the... Are you kidding me? The cat wheel become the sunning rocks. Are you... Come on.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this isn't a Sunning Rocks classic tussle.
No, it's kind of a similar, like, oh, whose territory is this?
And Gray Stripes here.
And Gray Stripes here. But I mean, you know, in the Old Forest, we had a pretty solid line with Shadow Clan, and that was the Thunder Path. Like, it didn't really pay to expand your territory.
So what we need is a deadly, you know what we need to build? I just was about to say something, but I don't think horses have that. I was about to say like a dog run, but or like a horse run, but I was like, no, horses definitely have tracks. They can't go on that narrow of a run, Brenna. I mean, I don't think the horses like just going straight when they...
I have no idea.
Anyway, horse girls or horse people, let us know.
I think we've already established you know nothing about horse training.
I'm allergic to them. I am not a horse girl. So all my horse fellows and ladies and horse they thems. Sorry, that makes it sound like the horses are gender neutral. But I'm talking...
Which is fine.
The horses don't need a gender. They're horses. And neither do you.
They're horses.
But the folks who know about horses inform me. Do horses like just go running straight? Minnow? Anyway.
Okay, but how about, so there's like, there's a little creek around there. How about we just put like piranhas in there or something? Or like a gator?
Or we just get one scary horse. Is Horse Place even near Shadow?
It's on the complete opposite side of the lake.
Hey, one scary horse that's on the wrong side. There we go. Yeah, or we need to like have creeks with just a lot of leeches. That might be, I mean, piranha. We've already had, here's the thing, we already found out that mountain cats are a maybe for Britain.
Yep, so why not put an alligator there? What's stopping us?
You guys definitely have leeches because of the whole royal family thing. They did that at one point. Anyway, the podcast, the storyline.
Yeah, we're talking about how to fix this issue.
That's right. But what's actually going to happen in the story now?
Well, so we just got back from a battle that Holly Paw had a really, really great time with.
She did. She had probably maybe a better time than
any other time she's had since becoming an apprentice.
Yeah.
And yeah, Lion Paw had a pretty good time, but now all of a sudden he's like
developing empathy, questioning his reality.
Yeah.
I like how Lionpaw's like entire storyline so far has just been him being like, maybe the things I thought as a kid was wrong.
Or just kind of like, oh, I don't think my sibling is happy. Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, we know who's definitely not happy right now.
Yeah, poor little
Even
Jay
though
Paw.
he did a pretty kick butt job.
He did, but I can understand being frustrated that he had to rely on someone else when that's like the literal one thing he doesn't like.
Yes, but there's not really a way around it.
And I think, I know, and that's something.
And I mean, Hollypaw said it is part of being a clam, but it does make him vulnerable in like a battle.
And I think that was very kind what Hollypaw said, but I do think J-Paw has, some of the stuff that J-Paw gets kind of like huffy about, I think is like, oh, come on, dude, fix your attitude. But this I think is appropriate because he's realizing his life is not what he wants it to be. And this is like going to be like, you know, he knows he's disabled. He knows he's blind.
Yes.
But he's just like, he wishes there was a way, I think, that he could be entirely self-reliant. But unfortunately, they are magic cats who don't have, he can't just get a seeing eye ferret.
We don't have ADA regulations for our battles.
Unfortunately not.
We're going to mope with J-Paw a little bit. He's going to have to come to some, you know, he's going to have to come to some truths that he knows within his heart. He lays on the half rock. He's sore, but the smooth, cold stone soothes his aches. The battle left him battered, but he can tend to his own wounds. Firestar is sending out warriors who hadn't fought to get fresh kill. And Leafpool is treating Stormfur's scratch. Oh, Hollypaw.
Sorry, I remembered. He was also dealing with like someone being right before being directly very, very ableist to him.
That was not cool. That was
really gross. I imagine that also
super nasty.
It really brings everything up to the surface. I think maybe if that hadn't happened, he might feel a little bit better about everything because that was like front of mind, and then. Yeah.
And it's like, if Russet Fur was there, why was Oak Fur the one doing that? It was because, like, everybody knew it was kind of nasty and he was the only one willing to, like, take one for the team. It's like, but if you're going to have him go represent your clan like that, I don't know,
I don't know. I don't want to believe that everyone on, I know that Shadow Clan is the bad guy. We can say it out loud. That's what the Aarons want us to think. I don't know if everyone in Shadow Clan would think that, but also, I don't imagine anyone's going to jump up and be like, no, like stopping them when they're trying to pose and, you know, be all.
I mean, the problem is though, as these series has gone on, because I mean, at this point, up until this point in the books, we've only had ThunderClan POV. I guess we had a little bit in the last series with,
Stormfur, like a smidge.
But we've only had ThunderClan POV. And I will tell... Well, and we just covered Yellowfang's Secret, where we were in ShadowClan. And we're trying to, like, you know, have empathy for these cats who have only been treated as, like, the bad guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to go into the future and we're going to have ShadowClan POVs. And it's just like, oh, like, now you don't want them to be the boogeymen, but also you've kind of set them up for that. And
Aarons, you're writing yourself into a corner. Aarons, watch out. Anyway.
So Hollypaw is treating Millie, but J-Paw is confused when he detects her revulsion rather than concern as she applied a horsetail balm. Something is upsetting his sister, but J-Paw is too busy with his own thoughts to give Hollypaw's any more attention. Could J-Paw have beaten Owlpaw without Lionpaw's help? He stubbornly tells himself that he could have. He'd been able to pinpoint Owlpaw by scent and sound. But nagging doubt ate at him. The battle had been so fast. He just hadn't been able to keep up. The sound of Owlpaw's breath in one ear had not warned him of the fierce jab that had raked the other. The sound of his paws had been drowned out by the cries of other warriors. J-Paw had twisted and spun, only to find Owlpaw had darted around him already to claw him from behind. J-Paw would never be a warrior. It was the one thing he had wanted above all else. But he has to accept that he can't fight alone. Fury rages inside of him. and he thinks about Leafpool's words. She thinks that he's destined to be a medicine cat. All his life, he had imagined growing up to be a warrior. Why would he feel that way if Starclan had planned another destiny for him? Brambleclaw returns and reports that they remarked all the trees. Something is bothering him, and J-Paw senses the hesitation on his father's tongue. Brambleclaw says awkwardly that Oakfur claims ShadowClan had a right to their territory because ThunderClan has too many cats who aren't clan-born.
Oh, cool. I thought it was going to be me again. I mean, I'm not happy about this, but
So, ShadowClan still believes a cat must be clan-born to become a warrior, Firestar growls. Brambleclaw says he told them that every cat in ThunderClan is a warrior. Brambleclaw's like, don't worry. I told him. Good, Firestar says. And he raises his voice so that all of the cats can hear him. There is not a single cat in ThunderClan who does not deserve to be here, he says. Anxiety flashes from Dustpelt. He says there's truth in what ShadowClan says. ThunderClan has taken in more cats than any other. That alone opens them up to criticism from other clans. Stormfur gets to his paws.
When does criticism matter, though?
Well, that's what Stormfur gets to his paws and says, do they really care what the other clans think?
Exactly. It's like, there's like, literally, it's like no rules, actually. We don't have any, like, I mean, the one rule that has to do with other clans, actually, there's a couple, but the main one is don't have relations with them, which is, you know, kind of limiting. And it's like, just because, I mean, yeah, they kick out everyone who's like a product of them breaking the rules. And we take them in. I think this is, methinks, like, you know, you point with one finger and four more are pointing back at you.
Yeah. Well, he was raised in RiverClan, but does any cat doubt his loyalty to ThunderClan? Dustpelt points out that his father clan was a ThunderClan warrior. Stormfur has ThunderClan blood. And what about those of them that don't? Hazelpaw asks, bristling. And Hazelpaw's Dustpelt's apprentice, so I don't know if she's addressing him directly here.
I think she's just like, probably a little bit of both. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Well, her and her brothers were born in the horse place. Does any cat think that they aren't worthy to train as warriors? Graystripe calls out, of course not. Belonging has nothing to do with blood. Graystripe was born pure ThunderClan. Yet he's more of a stranger here now than any cat. Millie was a kitty pet just moons ago, but she fought as hard as Firestar did to drive off ShadowClan today. And so did Brooke, he adds. Sorreltail says loudly in agreement that loyalty is proved by what they do, not where they come from.
Great. I'm glad that we had, once again, the same conversation we have like every couple months and came to the same conclusion that we come to every couple months. Can we just write this down so we can stop having this discussion, guys?
But we've got a lawyer in the house now. J-Paw senses doubt pulsing from Hollypaw.
Hollypaw.
She is young and learning that not everything is black and white.
You are allowed to question things, Hollypaw. Go ahead.
Hollypaw says uncertainly that the warrior code tells them to drive strangers from their territory. Firestar says they've taken in any cat who has asked for their help. Does the warrior code condemn them for showing mercy? No, Hollypaw murmurs. There we go.
Yeah, lawyering.
Every cat we have taken in has helped make ThunderClan stronger, Firestar declares. And cats meow their agreements. But, Firestar adds, Brambleclaw was right to tell him what ShadowClan said. You know, it's not Brambleclaw's fault that they were being tools. At the next gathering, Firestar promises that he will make it clear that ThunderClan's business is its own, and they will defend their borders as they have always done, and let no clan interfere with their decision.
Because if you guys want us to start bringing things up, we sure can. We can do this.
Yeah.
Shadow Clan, let's start with you. Because you have a couple things that you've done in recent history that weren't super cool.
Yeah. Like, does it matter?
Right. It's like, whatever. It's not like, I mean, Shadow Clan doesn't, none of the clans, except for maybe Wing Clan, I think, care at all about what we think of them. So let's just move on.
J-Paw senses tension, even as a ripple of approval echoed around the hollow. He knows that he isn't the only cat wondering how Thunder Clan's mixed blood might change the way other clans saw them.
It's going to it's going to stop us from having some really horrific birth defects.
Yeah, let's
this is such a weird. I feel like this was like a weird underlying thing in like a lot of 2000s lit. Like
yeah, but this is also the first book of a 6-book arc.
Got to reintroduce the themes.
We're setting up lessons to be learned. They're children still, so. But yeah.
I don't know. It is the third arc. We've done this every arc.
I know. But this, like I said, this is the youngest we've had protagonists, so.
Okay.
At least for main series. Well, J-Paw is wide awake that night while the other apprentices slept, and Leafpool's words haunt him. He keeps trying to persuade himself that he could learn to be a warrior. His fighting skills would improve. But every time he thinks about it, the hope becomes more hollow. J-Paw decides he'll go to the moon pool. There will be answers for him there.
Maybe we actually, like, this is actually not, I know I've, like, jokingly suggested like having like a seeing eye buddy with him, but I actually think we should just have someone tethered to him because he runs away so much. I think
Brightheart, you need like a child harness,
right? And he's been caught twice.
Three times.
What was the third?
At least. First, when they went out as kits to fight a fox.
Oh my god, right. Well, no, I guess I'm... But specifically alone, no. Two times
okay,
he's done this.
Okay, okay. Twice alone. Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
J-Paw slips out of the den and goes to the entrance where Brackenfur kept watch. J-Paw just says he couldn't sleep. He'd like to go into the forest. Brackenfur says it can be like that after the battle. Does he want company? J-Paw says no thanks. Brackenfur guesses he needs some time alone. This is his first fight. And he does this and Brightheart walks out like, excuse me.
Brackenfur, it's fine. It's whatever. I guess Brackenfur hasn't been informed that this kid's just a wild cannon, loose cannon.
Well, he says it seems quiet tonight, but he'll keep his ears pricked for J-Paw just in case. J-Paw thanks him, relieved that one clanmate seems to not be fussing over him as if he were a newborn kit. And he says he'll be back soon as he leaves.
Good guy, Brackenfur. J-Paw follows.
Good guy, Brackenfur. J-Paw follows the route he'd taken with Leafpool and reaches the hollow above the moon pool. The whispering voices and softly walking cats who weren't there surround him. Their presence is oddly reassuring. As if they had come to welcome him. J-Paw pauses at the top and listens as the whispering grew louder. It became a droning purr that echoed around the rocks. You are welcome, J-Paw. Come, J-Paw. Scents flooded him. Scents of cats he had no memory of, but seemed familiar all the same. Dream with us, J-Paw. A pelt brushes his. And then another, and they guide him down to the pool. He closes his eyes and opens them to a lush woodland. And he calls out to Blue Star, Lionheart, Cinderpelt, but there's no reply. Frustrated, J-Paw gets up to wander. all those voices had welcomed him. Then no one comes to greet him. He feels a twinge of resentment. Why did Starkland have to make everything so difficult? He just needs to know if he's meant to be a medicine cat. Like, I just need to know the exact trajectory of my life and destiny, please. J-Paw races through the forest, feeling warm and safe, like he was flying. The forest smells green and full of life. Suddenly, he senses emptiness ahead. No scent, no sound. And his fur prickles as he slows down. Through the trees, he sees a wall of mist blocking his way. And as he goes forward, it swirls around his paws. The undergrowth is thinning. The trees become stiff and lifeless. J-Paw? His fur on end, he looks to the forest ahead and made out a familiar figure. The broad shoulders and wide muzzle reminded him of his father, Brambleclaw. J-Paw, the voice calls again. And a second figure looms from the shadows.
I can't.
They share the same strong shoulders, the same broad muzzle. Yes, J-Paw answers. Welcome. Don't be afraid. We are kin, the larger cat says.
I'm not doing this, actually.
He is Tiger Star.
I don't want to do father. This! I knocked over him! Mike! I don't want to do this! 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 I didn't think that there would be a ghost that would be... I would be more annoyed with showing up versus Spotted Leaf, but this, actually don't want to do this because, well, hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Tiger Star was infuriating mostly because of Brambleclaw's inability to make a decision ever or tell the truth to the ones he loves. If I am given what I should have gotten with Tawny Pelt being offered destiny by Tiger Star from J-Paw.
Well, we did get that.
No, I know. Again?
Yeah. Okay.
If I get that again.
Well, let's see. So we got Tiger Star and we got Hawk Frost.
But for real, are we actually just going to rehash every single storyline before we get to new ones?
Maybe a little.
Fine.
Sorry. All right. Well, just let's get through it. So he had heard all the nursery stories of the awful things that Tiger Star had done because, like, most of the cats in the clan have been alive for that. So, you know.
Right. Dad.
They know it intimately. What were they doing here? Why had they come to him? It's good to meet him at last, Tiger Star says. Brambleclaw is blessed to have three fine kits, Hawk Frost adds.
Okay, I was like, the other guy's Hawk Frost, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiger Star purrs. They watched him in battle earlier. He's proud to see J-Paw has inherited his father's skills. And yours, Hawk Frost adds with a glance to Tiger Star.
God, like, these two bro, are
stop.
Annoying. Now they're both worst. Dead together and stuck in the forest. I hope that it took them a while to find each other and it wasn't like immediate. I I also will say, of course these two decided to pick who they think is the weakest link of the three. When in reality, if they were actually smart, they would have picked Lionpaw, because I think Lionpaw is probably the most suggestible out of all three.
Yeah, you think?
Well, it could be Hollypaw, but, like, when it comes to, like, kind of knowing who they want...
is Lionpaw.
Okay, but, like, knowing what they want and, like, knowing who they are, J-Paw? J-Paw? He hasn't questioned what he wanted until tonight.
Well, and, like, Hollypaw, you know, warrior code stickler, she's kind of like, I don't think this is good.
Exactly.
Like, you broke a lot of codes.
Like
and
that.
And Lionblaze would be like, you can make me punch harder? Cool.
I'll do it. But it's like...
Okay, so J-Paw's not the weakest link. And
at least not when it comes to like being tempted.
No. He's like, why are they complimenting him? They must know that he can't fight as well as he wanted to. And I guess that is why they came to him. Because as if reading his mind, Tiger Star continues. They could teach him to improve his skills, if he'd like. And J-Paw searches his gaze. But where he would normally have sensed feelings and thoughts was just murky darkness.
Oh my god, he doesn't have thoughts or feelings.
J-Paw shifts his paws uneasily. He's not sure if he wants to become a warrior. How can any kin of mine say such a thing? Tiger Star snorts. It's bad enough that he has to watch Mothwing waste her talents as a medicine cat.
And she won't pick up my calls.
This is the first, I think this is the first time he's ever really acknowledged Mothwing as his daughter.
Well, that's because Hawkfrost reminded him.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what about my sister? And he's like,
who?
She doesn't answer my calls. She's dead to me.
I think it's funnier if he just didn't realize.
Right, like, oh.
It's not a buff boy? That's not mine.
He's like, no, that one died. There were three of us. Dad?
Okay.
What?
Do you like me?
Well, at least Hollypaw is finally starting to realize her destiny doesn't lie in pandering to the weak and the sick. Hollypaw? J-Paw echoes. What would Tiger Star know about his sister's destiny? Why are you just watching these kids? You're so... what freaks?
It's really weird.
Why don't they teach him some fighting moves, Hawkfrost urges. Once J-Paw sees how easy they are for him, he'll realize he was born to lead his clanmates into battle, not spend time with herbs and poultices.
Honestly, J-Paw, scam them into having them teach you whatever you want and then just bounce.
J-Paw flicks his tail. Brightheart hadn't taught him anything about fighting yet. She obviously thought it was a waste of time training a blind cat.
Didn't we literally train last time?
No, that was Hollypaw.
Oh, right. Sorry. Gotta keep these guys.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, but I guess he has been, like, in a timeout.
He has been a bit.
Well, maybe he would have done better against ShadowClan if she had shown him some moves. Maybe these two cats really could help him. The ferns swish behind J-Paw, and Tiger Star calls to ask who's there. I've come to fetch J-Paw back where he belongs. Spotted Leaf.
Girl, I'm actually relieved to see you. I did not think there would be... Here's the thing, girl. I don't really like you, but these two, the vibe, rancid. Let's go. Your vibe, not cool. Not as sweet as you think it is. You actually don't smell that good. The vanilla sugar like scent, really overpowering, actually. I feel like I'm walking into a pink in 2007.
She would, but I mean, from the little we did see of her alive, she would stand up to Tiger Claw.
Oh, yeah. No, I know, but yeah. I don't like her. So let's go.
Yeah. Spotted Leaf nods, but doesn't take her eyes off Tiger Star. Tiger Star asks J-Paw if he knows this cat. Spotted Leaf warns J-Paw that he shouldn't have wandered this far. Nor should she, Tiger Star glares. How did she cross the border? Spotted Leaf meets his challenging stare. She comes with the permission of Star Clan.
Did Star Clan knows? J-Paw
permission too? Tiger Star asks, tipping his head to one side.
Wait. Okay, we went from Star Clan not knowing this place existed to Star Clan actively having a permission slip to go there.
Well, we have to know now because cats are in Star Clan who've been to the dark. Like, Crooked Star's been there.
But Crooked Star was dead. Already.
Yeah, he's in Star Clan now. So he can be like, hey guys, did you know there's a cat hell?
He's like, but he just didn't mention it. Until.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where, like, apparently, like, everybody in Star Clan knows about you know, Sky Clan going missing, but we don't, like, talk about that. We're ashamed. You know, kind of like...
It's because we don't write anything down. We really got to write stuff down. We've been dead for how many centuries? We actually should have been writing by now.
Well, Spotted Leaf doesn't answer. She looks to J-Paw and orders that he come back with her. J-Paw asks if Hawk Frost and Tiger Star could come too. Spotted Leaf says they've chosen their own path. She turns and waits for J-Paw to follow. J-Paw hesitates. Tiger Claw and Hawk Frost had just offered him what he wanted most. J-Paw, Spotted Leaf calls more urgently. So now he has to choose between the cat he knew, the cat he instinctively trusted, and those he didn't. So he turns to follow Spotted Leaf.
I don't know if you know is a strong word for a woman who talked to you once. But, you know, like grandson, I guess. We meet this woman a couple times and we're like, yeah, I will be obsessed with you.
He turns and follows Spotted Leaf. He does look back, though, to see Tiger Star's eyes blaze like fire as the mist swallowed him. All right. Spotted Leaf breaks
That's
out
okay.
into a
That
run.
Wasn't nearly as obnoxious as I thought it was going to be, but it was close.
Spotted Leaf breaks out into a run, and J-Paw races after her through the shadowy forest until the trees become green again. The feeling of freedom and safety envelops him again. Spotted Leaf halts. He can't go there again. Why not? J-Paw asks.
It's not like he did it on purpose.
No, nobody was there. Everybody was like, welcome, J-Paw. Come dream with us. And then J-Paw's like, I'm here. It was crickets.
Yeah, you guys should have put up some signs or like, I don't know, come and got me.
Yeah. Well, tell her why he came to share with Star Clan. Spotted Leaf prompts.
Oh, good job. Yeah, just don't even answer the question.
J-Paw feels resentment again. If she wasn't going to answer his questions, he won't answer hers.
I love this. I wish you had brought this attitude immediately.
He came because he could. God, Spotted Leaf narrows her eyes. He came to find out where his true destiny lies, didn't he? How did she know?
I'm dead.
How did he find his way to the moon pool when he's blind? Spotted Leaf counters.
Okay.
It's like, I'm blind. I've got four legs. Christ.
What? Also, I've been there before.
Nobody else knew that, though, apparently, except for Yellowfang, who was like, meh. Apparently,
wait, no one else saw it. Okay, do we not have, like, a visitor alarm? Like, do we not know
apparently
when people
not.
Come to heaven? How did we know that he went to hell?
I guess because he was in, I don't know, because they were expecting him this time. He came down and announced himself. I don't know.
Didn't they also greet him last time?
They did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, once again, the Star Clan rules are a little...
Yeah, they're a little loose. Is she going to answer all his questions with more questions? J-Paw asks. Spotted Leaf sighs and apologizes. But she can't tell him more than he's ready to know.
Great.
J-Paw insists he's ready to know everything. Why does StarClan make it so hard to get answers?
Real. Love that.
Because they fear for you, Spotted Leaf says.
Okay.
Eyes darkening.
Guys, did this work out well last time with my dad? Did it? No.
Did it?
It didn't. He almost killed his father-in-law.
J-Paw snorts. Even StarClan is treating him like a helpless kit.
Yeah.
Tiger Star and Hawk Frost didn't seem worried about him. J-Paw snaps.
Exactly.
They think he's destined to be a warrior.
Oh my god.
Does
We're
he trust them?
Just repeating the literal same thing that happened with his dad.
Well, does he trust them? I guess not. J-Paw does not trust them.
Vibe check.
So we at least have that. He's like, it sounds great, but no. Does he trust Spotted Leaf? Yes, J-Paw says. And I'm so sorry. But he senses something else inside of her. Affection tinged with sorrow. Concentrating hard, he tracks that feeling, following it like a stream. a flame-colored cat, green eyes clouded with grief. It's Firestar.
Guys, my eyes are rolling so far back into my head, it hurts a little bit. I can't do this.
This Star Clan cat was in love with the Thunder Clan leader. How? Spotted Leaf had left the forest long ago, and Firestar had another mate.
Thank you. Thank you, right. J-Paw.
Thanks, J-Paw.
Thanks, J-Paw, for saying
that. Remember, this came out like right as Firestar's quest was coming out, and we had that real awkward honeymoon that
I like to think that wheel. The Aarons were beefing over this.
That'd be cool.
I just want to say thank you, J-Paw, for seeing.
Thank you, J-Paw.
Reason. And gross. Every time. Gross.
J-Paw searches further. There's more. Some knowledge obscured by shadows. Something he cannot name.
That's so funny. You try to keep secrets from this guy. Real quick, what? Why can he do this? Maybe he shouldn't be a medicine cat. Maybe he should be a tarot reader. Like, he should, like, I know cats don't really have palms, but, like, I don't know, he could be a mystic.
J-Paw has a remarkable gift, Spotted Leaf says. Her eyes are wary, as though she'd felt him probing her mind. He can see what no other cat sees. Go where even Star Clan cannot. So the answer is to how did J-Paw get there? It's because he is more powerful than Star Clan.
I love this. You know what? I'm for it. Star Clan, I hope when he dies, he just takes over. Things are going to go so well. We're going to get such clear, like, concise prophecies.
He's going to make departments.
Yeah.
He's going to organize everybody. It'll be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
He must use this power for the good of his clan.
All right.
But how? J-Paw asks.
My empathy? Okay.
He must become a medicine cat.
Ugh. No.
J-Paw didn't want to hear that. He wants to believe Tiger Star and Hawk Frost. He wants to be a warrior, J-Paw says. But he has a gift. Seeing in dreams? That's not a gift. The rest of the clan see all the time.
Yeah!
But they don't see what he does. They can't go where he goes, Spotted Leaf insists. So he can visit Star Clan. Big deal. It is a big deal, Spotted Leaf hisses.
Spotted Leaf is actually suddenly so grateful that she didn't have kids with, she's like suddenly like, wait a minute.
Like, oh.
My early death might have been a relief from raising Squirrel Fight and Leaf Pool.
I mean, you know, that magical combination couldn't have come from anybody but Sandstorm.
Oh, right. But, I'm so sorry. Yeah, excuse me.
She is like, if this was my grandchild, I would punt him off a cliff.
Which is why he isn't.
But where does that get him? J-Paw argues. The rest of his clan thinks he's useless. They don't know the power he has. Power? J-Paw echoes. Spotted Leaf is trembling now. J-Paw has the power to shape the destiny of his entire clan.
Girlie, are you J-Paw supposed to be stares at this? Her.
But he wants to be a warrior.
Great.
Accept your destiny. It's not fair.
This kid's about to, it's like the reverse chosen one. Instead of saving us from, like, certain doom, he's actually going to lead us into certain doom because he doesn't want to follow his destiny.
That'd be great. I know. Spotted Leaf's voice grows suddenly soft. She brushes her muzzle. Oh, she brushes his muzzle with her tail to silence him. And J-Paw feels weariness spread through him, dragging him to sleep. Your gift is not a burden, Spotted Leaf whispers. But he must be brave, because it has more power than the sharpest claw. J-Paw tries to stay awake. He still has questions, still needs answers. His eyes open to blackness once more. J-Paw follows the path out of the hollow. More power than the sharpest claw. He looks over his shoulders, and the whispering voices rose again until they surrounded him like a relentless wind. Accept your destiny, J-Paw. And in that instant, J-Paw realizes that however many moons he searched, however far he ran, he would never escape what he had known all along.
I gotta be a medicine cat. Womp womp. Yeah. That'd be so funny if instead he took like any other lesson from that.
That'd be great. I'm gonna fight God.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I mean, okay, so... I mean, I think it's I think they're trying to sidestep the ableism, as in saying, no. It's not that he can't be a warrior. It's that he is so powerful that he must be a doctor.
But I feel like that's problematic in a different way.
It is. It is.
Because it's almost Spotted Leaf's like saying, your power, like your gift. I was like, almost like, is she talking about him being blind? Because that isn't like a gift. That's just like his disability. He's just like born that way.
No, she's not.
No, I know. But she's like, I could see it being read that way, being like, oh, you're so, because sometimes people go from, you know,
you're so brave, and you're like, I'm just buying groceries.
Exactly. It's like, I just want to exist. I gotta do
this once a week. Yeah.
So, I mean...
my existence isn't something... Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing anything exceptional. He's just trying to live a regular life. But instead, they're like, you're a chosen one. He's like, alright. Well, I don't know. It's like, we ended up where I was afraid we were gonna end up. I guess it's slightly better than just immediately putting him in there. I will also say the reason it's slightly better is because, one, he was in a battle, and he did actually succeed in a battle. He didn't, like, immediately just punched in the face.
I do wish we could have seen him thrive a little more in other areas of warrior training.
I don't
know
when
we had him out hunting the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I wanted to see him, I was like, oh, he can hunt, like,
really well.
Fine. You know, and it's like, oh, like, he can, like, he's the one who smelled the Shadow Clan warriors first. We can say, like, does being blind, probably doesn't give you supernatural sight and smell powers, but he's also a cat, so I guess his are better than ours.
And they are magic cats, so, like, we can kind of...
magic cats.
So, but, yeah, I guess,
But yeah, I kind of wish we had gotten to see him thrive a little more instead of just having him. Like, yes, he was running away and shouldn't have been doing that no matter what his situation. But, I would have liked to see him thrive a little more.
And I'm curious what's going to happen. I know we haven't, like, he hasn't, like, immediately gone and been like, okay, I guess I'm a medicine cat apprentice now. Because here's the thing. I am curious... I guess we haven't, like, gotten there yet, but I am a little bit disappointed that we didn't get to explore the dynamic of him and Brightheart that much, because I do think that could have been good. I think these two could have grown a lot together, and it sucks. I mean, I hope Brightheart gets... I do think Hollypaw, it's fun to watch someone be a medicine cat and be like, actually, I don't know if I want to do this, and she's gotten, like, the perfect
Yeah, and so, yeah, because Yellowfang's like, I don't want to do this. And it's like, it's your destiny.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
Leapool's like, I don't want to do this. Actually, maybe this is a bad idea.
And we'll see what they say.
Right.
But do you want to hit me with a cat fact first?
Sure. For today's cat fact meme cat, hitting the most prolific cat meme, I was kind of like hemming and hawing on which one I should do next, from like the list I kind of made. Just my luck, we got an email from one of our listeners at every_fandom. They asked if we were planning on covering the crying cat meme. And I was like, oh my God, perfect, because it's already on my list. So thank you for making my choice for me. And while I was researching this, I found that it's a bit of a, like, a nesting doll situation. You know, you dig deeper and there are more and more memes within what you thought was just one. As well as some delightful, at least to me, internet/media rabbit holes relating to it. And there's also some similar memes that aren't related to this. So I hope I am covering the correct crying cat meme that every underscore fandom meant. If not, please direct me to the correct crying cat. So to tell the story of the crying cat, we actually need to go back to... Well, Maureen, what part of the internet do you think we're going to go to? I want you to give me a very specific area.
It's either going to be a very... It's either, like, the like an ICANN has a cheeseburger site or, like, a 4chan form.
Even deeper, bud, because we're actually going back to a 2005 Korean forum known as Humor University. As this meme kind of started with an entirely different vibe. because it actually started as Serious Cat. Actually technically didn't even start as Serious Cat, but this cat is a white cat who is kind of a big old nose and has a very, like, expression. Ears are a little bit airplaned, and they're just kind of look focused, maybe like they're pooping, but they're obviously sitting on someone's, like, lap with next to their laptop. But they have a very like serious.
He looks like he's very pleased with himself.
Right. Yeah. But it actually, on that Korean forum, it kind of, like, popped off there as he was being compared. This is kind of like the little rabbit hole I went on because, this cat, who unfortunately don't know the name of, don't even know the gender, could be a lady, but, they were being compared to Jae Young, who is a rapper and DJ who was part of the group DJ Doc, which was a 90s boy group that brought rap more into mainstream in Korea. If anyone here is also a K-pop fan and you want an example of first generation K-pop, we are on the fifth. Really, like, early K-pop, and kind of, like, the start of rap and hip-hop in K-pop, really, definitely look them up. They have a couple bops. I do have one linked in the episode description. I was enjoying it. Okay. So, and it, like, it was very interesting. So, but I do have the comparison. Here is the, cat being compared to this rapper.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's, like, same expression.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. So I could see it. So it started spreading there. And it kind of just, like, kept on bouncing around through the internet, until it kind of reached more Western audiences in 2007. Where it did eventually reach, like, 4chan and LOL cats, like you, said.
Yeah.
Or I can has a cheeseburger. And in 2007, it got its Serious Cat moniker, where there were a lot of edits, and basically it was kind of like, this is a serious thread, here's a serious cat, because, like, a lot of times on threads, people were like, no, keep it focused, no jokes, like, so that's kind of, that was the joke of this cat. You know, if people are getting off topic, you put the serious cat. Or, you know, making fun of those people who are like, okay, we can't be off topic. This is a 2007 forum about Neopets. There were a lot of edits, and it actually survived for, like, a long time. Like, this is a lasting meme, probably because it had, like, so many edits and iterations. So much so that in 2015, where once again, we're in a very fun corner, maybe an unexpected corner of the internet. We're on a German forum now where we get the sad crying cat edit. And here you go, Maureen. As you can see, same image, but with a superimposed big old sad cat eyes and a little sad expression, just crying, just sad. And it actually got the...
Yeah.
It got the name Schmuserkatzen. Or, sorry, Schmuserkatzer. Which
I guess I didn't realize these were the same image.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
I said a nesting doll.
Yeah.
Hang on, I need to translate this really quick because I did not look up what this means.
Wild.
Okay, I don't know if that is what that means. Okay. Anyway.
Sprechen du Deutsch?
I do, but I was like, this isn't Katze, a Schmuserkatzer, which they're saying means cuddle squad, which I'm like, okay. Anyway, it's a sad cat. And it's a sad cat.
It's a sad cat.
But I know you're saying you didn't realize this was the same image, probably because there's a whole other cat's face superimposed on there.
Yeah, exactly.
And those sad eyes actually are kind of their own little onion of the meme, because those are found on multiple different cat edits. So where did these sad eyes come from? Well, on 2018 on Reddit, someone asked, and they did a little bit of a deep dive, and someone found on Imgur this post, which is most likely the original cat image, which I hope this will load. There you go. And it's just a sad little kitten, probably sick, has a little eye infection, or maybe a little cold.
Yeah.
Because they got a little snot on your nose, but they look pretty hardy. But you might notice that timeline doesn't really line up. You know, 2015 is where this first started, and then 2018 was when this was posted on Imgur. Well, I think that's because there are so many edits of the original Serious Cat. It's very possible that the Schmuserkatzer was there was a sad edit of it, but this one just became more popular. Or this sad cat was posted somewhere else other than Imgur.
Very possible. Which is definitely possible.
Because as we've already covered, people, you know, take stuff and repost it all the time. And that's a lot. But I don't think it was like, I don't think the timeline's like necessarily weird. And I'm pretty sure this is the original OG sad cat face. And I will say.
Yeah, it looks like it fits.
It does. And I do love this, these sad cat eyes. They're everywhere. One of my favorites is the
very good.
Sad cat giving a thumbs up.
So,
and I actually have another cat that is using these sad eyes, but we're going to talk about them. Well, actually, I have a different cat with sad eyes, not these specific eyes, but we're going to talk about that next week. So, so that's Serious Cat, who became Crying Cat, which went from Korea to Germany to everywhere. This meme, still going. People still post this guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See him on the reg.
Yeah. I wish we had more backstory to the actual cats, but to be fair, it was actually a challenge to find out what boy group that the famous DJ he was being compared to was even part of. Like, so I think it might just be a language and time barrier. So whichever 2005 Korean posted their very Serious Cat, thank you. Hope they were a good cat. We all appreciate them.
Yes.
And I hope this little cat got over its cold.
Yeah, me too. I hope little sad cat became a happy cat very, very quick. All right. Well, J-Paw's realized what he's got to do. But now we got to go check in on Holly Paw.
So J-Paw has been peer pressured. Cat.
Yeah. J-Paw's been peer pressured by Heaven to get a new job. Holly Paw doesn't need peer pressure.
She's just like, I want to quit.
Yeah. So she wakes long before dawn. She won't be able to sleep. All she can think about is how exciting the battle with Shadow Clan had been. How impossible her apprentice duties felt after, when she'd been faced with so many injured warriors.
This girl got ADHD.
Right.
She loves an action-packed thing. Monotonous tasks, not her thing.
Why did healing seem to involve inflicting more suffering first? Oh, she doesn't like, you know, it's like, oh, putting these, like, poultices on, like, sting at first. And everybody's like, ow, and they stink. And, ugh. Her body aches, but the bruises and scratches had been worth it to see Shadow Clan warriors fleeing back across the border. The clearing is empty, but covered in a thin layer of frost. The fresh kill pile is empty, but Hollypaw thinks perhaps she could find something outside of camp. Brooke is pacing outside the entrance. "You're awake early," she says when she sees Hollypaw. Hollypaw says she thought she'd find some prey for Ferncloud. Brooke looks at her curiously. She says that's kind, but won't Leafpool need her this morning? Hollypaw sighs. "Such a troubled sigh for one so young," Brooke says, eyes softening with concern.
Aww.
She's just a little bitty kitten. No, I mean, they're mostly full grown, but still, like, little bitty kitten.
I mean, it's still nice. It's nice that she's...
Yeah. Brooke's great. "Leafpool will get on better without her," Hollypaw mutters. "Surely not," Brooke says. "She couldn't have managed to treat everyone without her help yesterday." "She almost had to," Hollypaw confesses. "She was so excited after the battle, she had forgotten she was a medicine cat apprentice. And then when she tried to help, it was awful. She had to make her clanmate swallow gross leaves, and the balms always make the wound sting more. It didn't feel like she was helping at all." Hollypaw sits down miserably. "She thought she could serve her clanmates best as a medicine cat. That's why she wanted to be Leafpool's apprentice. She's so important to the clan." "You want to be important?" Brooke asks. Hollypaw thinks for a moment. "Because it's more complicated than that." She says that everyone respects Leafpool and listens to what she says. "But is being listened to and respected the same as serving her clan?" Whoa. Hollypaw looks up at the mountain cat. Her eyes are round with sympathy. "I guess not," she tells Brooke. She just thought it would be the best way to help the clan. And now she thinks differently? "Hollypaw doesn't think she can help the clan at all as a medicine cat," she says quietly. "She can't remember the names of herbs, and she feels more excited about fighting Shadow Clan than fighting illness. She'd rather hunt for mice than borage or tansy." Frustration wells within Hollypaw. "It's all gone wrong. No cat will ever respect me now." Brooke runs her tail soothingly along Hollypaw's back. "Cats win respect from their clanmates by being loyal and brave," Brooke says, "not by holding important positions." Did Hollypaw think Graystripe was less important than Brambleclaw when she fought beside him yesterday? Or Lionpaw less important than Leafpool when he helped her drive off that Shadow Clan cat? Hollypaw shakes her head.
Can she become leader?
Right? I mean, yeah, J-Paw had to run all the way up the hills to, you know, to make a deal with God. What do I do? Hollypaw just finds Brooke. So, oh, bro, you didn't have to go so far.
Once again, you just talk to your elders.
Brooke says it's hard for someone so young to make such big choices. She tells Hollypaw about being in the tribe of Rushing Water, how cats were either prey hunters or cave guards, and it was a role they were born for. They didn't get to choose. It was a way for every cat to make the best use of the strengths they were born with.
Do we really get to choose here?
Right? Like... I'll get to that in two more bullet points.
Okay.
Well, not exactly, but... Hollypaw sighs. She wasn't born with a head for herbs. And Brooke urges her to think of her strengths, not her weaknesses. And then I'm going to add this. This was in the book, and I was like, I could just skip over this, because I do skip over a lot. You know, I'm usually not quoting.
Right.
But she says, as a clan cat, she has the freedom to shape her own destiny, which tribe cats never have. Use that freedom wisely. And, but like you said, it's really not that different. And... honestly, the tribe has two like equally important jobs for, you know, the common cats, and then they have a leader healer combo. So it's just kind of shifted. Instead of having a leader and a medicine cat in one job, they have two jobs and then a leader medicine cat.
I am glad just kind that of we like, have a little bit more Brooke here, but it kind of feels like she's getting the kind of like, you know, mystical other, you know, role a little bit. Like, you know, we're the spiritual guide, which is, you can kind of see the problematicness.
Yeah.
Since so much of her culture is pulled from, like, Native and Indigenous culture.
Yeah.
Also, would someone...
And, like, I didn't...
Who, from a different culture, would really, like, say... I don't know, maybe, but...
I mean, and I wasn't even thinking of it that way. Like, I think, for the story, it's probably like, hey, like, I
she's
mean,
being
you know,
helpful.
Not actually that
she's
different
like,
from
I,
you.
I'm just...
And no, but definitely. I mean, I think it's supposed to kind of show Hollypaw, like, you know, confront her with some of her prejudices, you know, when she's like, Brooke's not clanborn.
Right.
But also.
Yeah. But she also understands.
It's like they're
like,
really not that different.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
But then. It's setting up this theme that we see over and over again where, oh, the clan does things better, you know, and we're going to keep seeing that. Like, oh, the clan needs to help the tribe. The clan does things better than the tribe does.
It's problematic because it seems like one is more civilized than the other when.
Yes,
it is.
It definitely it's very white savior.
Yeah.
That we treat this whole other group of cats that.
Have their own way of life that doesn't involve beating up their neighbors every 20 minutes.
Yeah. I know it's hard to fathom.
It's almost as if two cultures can be different without one being better than the other.
Yeah, and in the third book, we are going to explore that ad nauseum.
Oh,
so we'll
great.
Stop
great.
Here.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Hollypaw remembers her battle training. How easy everything came to her. I can fight, she says. She has warrior strengths, Brooke agrees. What better way to serve her clan than by being the best warrior she can be? Hollypaw's heart feels lighter than it had in days. Don't forget, though, Brooke adds. She will have to tell Leafpool. And I just wanted, like, my head, remember, we say, like, Stormfur and Brambleclaw love each other, and, Stormfur also had a crush on Squirrelflight on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think that Brooke and Stormfur hung around a lot as they were raising these kids.
I'm just, like, yep, I'm for it.
Yeah, so, it's like Auntie Brooke.
I love it.
Hollypaw sags, of course. And looks down at her paws. Leafpool will think Hollypaw's letting her down. Brooke says Leafpool is wise enough to see where Hollypaw's gifts lie. She will only think of her courageous for speaking up now, rather than struggling on out of pride or stubbornness.
She's going to be relieved that she doesn't have to fire you to hire her brother.
Oh yeah, that would be so embarrassing.
Really rough. You're kind of doing her a favor.
Yeah, honestly. Does Brooke really think so? Hollypaw is doing what's best for her clan. Leafpool will know that. And I do like this, where it's like, Hollypaw thought she wanted something.
Yeah.
Realize that maybe she didn't like it for the wrong. And it's like, there's no shame in admitting this.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for kids to know, too.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, here's actually a nice lesson for children in a Warrior Cats book.
Yeah, no. Like, Yoda was wrong.
You can there switch your major. It's fine. Yeah. Paw steps on the other side of the border signal the Dawn Patrol is ready to leave. Thank you, Holly Paw whispers, blinking gratefully at Brooke.
Cute.
Brooke dips her head and turns back to watch the forest, and Holly Paw goes back into camp. She knows what she has to do. She needs to become a regular apprentice, like Lion Paw and Jay Paw, then work hard to serve her clan as a warrior. But first, she has to tell Leaf Pool. Leaf Pool's in her den, and she mutters that she hopes the freezing weather breaks soon. Longtail and Ice Kit have sore throats. Holly Paw suddenly feels like a thorn is stuck in her chest, and sadness wells up in her. Should she be giving up so easily? What's wrong, Holly Paw? Leaf Pool asks, looking up at her. She looks as though she just lost their entire supply of poppy seeds. And then Leaf Pool's face grows serious. She hasn't. Hasn't has she? Like, oh man.
I was actually kidding. Hey. Please don't tell me.
Holly Paw shakes her head. No. But she has something very important to tell her. Holly Paw forces herself to look her mentor in the eyes.
To be fair, I also will say, even if J-Paw wasn't primed and ready to go to replace her, Leaf Pool's still very young.
Leaf Pool's young. Yep, she has time.
Yeah.
Holly Paw can't be a medicine cat apprentice anymore. Leaf Pool blinks. Why not?
You fall in love, girly? Been there.
Holly Paw says she has to choose her destiny based on her strengths. She's just not good at being a medicine cat. Leaf Pool must know that.
I mean, I wasn't going to say Pool... it since you said it, I guess.
No, Leaf Pool insists that Holly Paw is clever and hardworking. She'll learn. Thank you, supportive Leaf Pool.
I love you, Leaf Pool.
But it doesn't feel right. Holly Paw tips her head to the side, trying to think of the words to explain this. Yeah, the whole falling in love thing doesn't work here, because she's like, oh no, actually, I'm kind of into Mothling's apprentice.
Job.
Yeah.
Is that worse?
She feels like a fish swimming upstream, Leaf Pool suggests. Exactly, Holly Paw says, her heart aching. If she can swim with the current, she'll swim so much faster. So she wants to train as a warrior instead? Holly Paw thinks it'll be better for the clan if she does. Leaf Pool's eyes cloud with sorrow. She feels as though she'd let Holly Paw down. No, Holly Paw insists. Leaf Pool has been patient and kind. It's just not right for me.
You're gonna need that patience.
You're gonna really need that patience. Leaf Pool flicks her tail. Holly Paw would have been a good medicine cat. But she sees that Holly Paw wants to be the best at whatever she does. Holly Paw has to be, for the sake of her clan. Holly Paw is, like, so type A.
Is this good that we're feeding into this, though? We had a good lesson there, and it kind of went out the window. Folks who don't have to be perfect at your job that you do want.
Definitely don't. Yeah, exactly. Although Holly Paw doesn't want this job. Yes, you can. And please. But maybe being a doctor isn't one of
right. No. Those. Yeah. Sorry, I was talking more from like I'm an artist. You can be a drawing. Yeah. That isn't. Yeah. Don't be lackluster in being a doctor.
Yeah, that's probably not great. Especially because like we only get really like one at a time.
Yeah.
Well, Holly Paw has to be, for the sake of her clan. Leaf Pool steps forward and brushes her muzzle against Holly Paw's cheek. She purrs. Holly Paw will make a wonderful warrior. She has a warrior spirit. and Leafpool has seen her be noble, loyal, and brave. And now she sees Hollypaw sacrificing her ambition for the good of the clan. Leafpool's eyes shine. She couldn't be more proud of Hollypaw.
Oh,
aw, thanks, Auntie Leafpool.
You're so sweet.
Leafpool's words soothe her grief. She needs to go tell Firestar, and Leafpool offers to go with her. So together they go to Firestar's den. Sandstorm is grooming Firestar's ears when they enter. A sweet little warning.
I really couldn't imagine Leafpool like taking that poorly, though. Maybe if Leafpool was 80 and on death's door, she might have been like a little peeved. But even then, she probably would have been like accepting.
Like, that's okay. I can always train somebody from the grave. Like, I've done it before, kind of.
Yeah.
I trained Willowpaw in her dreams.
Right.
Firestar sits up and he asks how Longtail's throat is. Leafpool reports that it's not White Cough, and Mousefur insists it's just sore from his snoring. Thanks, Mousefur.
Wait, is Mousefur in
Firestar?
We don't have like enclosed. We're in the clearing. Sorry, I thought we were in the leader's.
No, we're up in Firestar's den.
What?
This is just Leafpool. This is what Mousefur told Leafpool. Mousefur doesn't just shout out.
I thought Mousefur was just hanging out in there, which between.
He's fine. He just snores.
Yeah. It's me, my wife, and Mousefur. She likes to come and hang out here.
But she just sits here and negs me.
Yeah, she says she keeps saying that that the kits aren't doing a good job getting rid of her ticks. She doesn't have any ticks. She just insists that I groom her.
Just to keep Firestar humble.
She does.
It's part of her job now.
Ugh, I love Mousefur.
Firestar turns to Hollypaw. What is it? She looks concerned. Hollypaw shifts on her paws. What if she was breaking the warrior code in some way? Girl. Surely Leafpool would have said
she's
something.
She's anxiety.
Yeah. Well, both her and Leafpool, because she was like, I'm letting Leafpool down. And Leafpool's like, I let you down. And they're both like, no.
It's literally their...
You're great. But Hollypaw needs to follow her instinct. The clan needs a medicine cat that they can rely on. And she knows it's not her. Hollypaw blurts that she wants to become a warrior apprentice. She doesn't think she's cut out to be a medicine cat. Firestar looks to Leafpool. Would she make a better warrior? Leafpool believes that this is what Hollypaw really wants, and she strokes Hollypaw's flank with her tail. Leafpool says that she's worked hard at her duties and has loved having training Hollypaw. But she feels her strengths lie elsewhere. And if this is what Hollypaw believes, then she will make a better warrior. Firestar nods, very well. Since Leafpool agrees, Hollypaw can train as a warrior. He'll find her a mentor as soon as he can. Hollypaw starts to leave. It must have taken a lot of courage to do this, Firestar calls after her. He's very proud of her. Hollypaw thanks him, then leaps down into the clearing. Like, hey, thanks, Grandpa. Her paws are light with relief. And she remembers that she intended to go hunting this morning and wonders if Lionpaw would join her. But Jaypaw slips through the thorn barrier with Brook following. And from the way her brother stumbled into the clearing, he must have been out all night. Hollypaw hurries to his side.
We gotta start watching this kid.
Somebody's got to keep an eye on him. He looks exhausted, Hollypaw tells Jaypaw. Where has he been? Jaypaw will explain later. He needs to see Firestar. Hollypaw looks at his bleary eyes and unkempt fur. He should get some sleep first, she advises. And Firestar is busy talking to Leafpool anyways. Jaypaw has to see her too. Alarm shoots through Hollypaw. What is he talking about? Has something happened? Jaypaw trips as he tries to climb up the rock tumble to Firestar's den. Hollypaw offers to help. He's too tired. And for once, Jaypaw doesn't object, which only makes her anxiety grow. At the entrance, Hollypaw announces her arrival once more. "Back already?" Firestar calls her inside, and looks surprised to see Jaypaw. Before Firestar can speak, Jaypaw stumbles into the center of the den, and he fixes his sightless gaze intensely on Firestar. "I need to train to be a medicine cat," Jaypaw says.
Firestar's like, okay. It's actually that scene in the Pride and Prejudice, a 2005 adaptation, where the father's like, "If any other young men want to come and marry my daughters, like, come on." He's like, "If any other one of my grandchildren want to..." Lion Paw, you good? You guys good?
Lion Paw?
I don't know what the options are left, but if you want to quit and go run off to Shadow Clan, I guess I cannot stop you.
Yeah, it's like, did you two plan this? And it's like, absolutely not. We aren't the one. We don't have great communication skills. No. Well, I think that's good. We'll talk about the logistics of that next episode. What's gotta happen for these changes to be made? Because it did kind of seems like it worked out perfectly, but there's still some stuff that's got to be decided.
Oh, I was supposed to be like what? But let's save that. Cause
yeah,
we can figure that out next time, you know?
Yeah. And my partner has just been sending me a barrage of, harbor freight links. So,
you know, valid.
You know,
folks, how do I end this podcast?
I don't know.
If you want to make a sudden career change, which is perfect because your sibling actually just quit their job and there's a slot available at their place.
There's an opening.
Oh, yeah.
That we think you'd be very qualified for.
Yeah, another thing you're qualified for is to follow us on social media. We're WCWITcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can also email us, ask us if we're going to do a cat fact, and then we magically are doing that cat fact exactly, and you helped me get through a decision paralysis. you can do that via email at WCWITcast@gmail.com. If you want to monetarily help out the podcast, we have a Ko-fi and or coffee. It is linked in the episode description. But the best way to help out the podcast is to share it with a friend and say, "Hey, it's us. It's these two guys. Didn't you miss these two guys? Oh no, it's the other person we don't like. Ah, great. The band's all back together. The three worst people you know, but they're all dead, but they won't leave this story."
It's Brenna's Terror Trio. Because I'm Emberheart.
And I'm Tangletongue.
And this has been Warrior Cats.
What is that? Nightmare, 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 nightmare.
Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. Thank you.